final story of today's show is by me, and I like to think that it encompasses the senselessness of human existence. Enjoy. This is the part of the story where I use hopelessly gauche and outdated Pac-Man sound effects to indicate that this story is about video games. Pac-Man is an early, almost prehistoric representation of what games, video games, have become today. Role-playing game commentator Dan Repperger of FearTheBoot.com puts it best.
You are going to take on the role of someone else. You are going to pretend to be someone else, somewhere else, doing something other than what you are really doing.
In Pac-Man, you take on the role of the yellow ball, or Mrs. Yellow Ball, in what I guess is some labyrinth of eternal night. You consume dots and fruit until the multicolored ghosts of the labyrinth take their unholy revenge upon you. And if you never quite got Pac-Man, that game of pretending to be an insatiable yellow ball in permanent flight from ghosts, Dan Repperger says to think of an actor.
When they get up on stage, whether it's for a movie or for a play, for a little bit of time, they are pretending to be someone else.
Whether it's the Wii, or the Xbox 360, or the PC, or the PS Triple, games have changed. Not in their outcome, but in their methods of producing entertainment. And this is where we come to Progress Quest, the logical end of gaming. In Progress Quest, there's no need for skill or competence or playing at all. All you need to do is double-click the desktop icon and let your PC do what it does best. Complete progress bar after progress bar after progress bar. West Coast software developer Eric Fredrickson created Progress Quest, which now consumes the system resources of hundreds of thousands of users since it was created 9 years ago.
I probably, in two evenings, put it together. You know, I ran it by a few friends, and they gave me some suggestions. My brother corrected some spelling.
The premise of Progress Quest is based on a typical role-playing game, say World of Warcraft, or EverQuest, or Final Fantasy, or some other title with disturbing parallels to modern capitalism.
You know, I played some, I think, Knights of Camelot, and I just found one day that I was going to this field and just slaughtering these spectral hogs. It was just this area where there are spectral hogs everywhere. I would just, you know, walk up to them and slaughter them. I started to feel like, you know, there's a computer sitting there that knows perfectly well. It's such a simple algorithm to slaughter spectral hog after spectral hog.
But to make Progress Quest completely self-playing, you can't have a bunch of actions that constantly need performing all the time. Fredrickson's solution was to replace human input with progress bars.
Progress Quest is inspired by RPGs and by installing Windows. And when you watch the progress bars in Windows, you're probably kind of frustrated, but those progress bars kind of, like, you want to see them go up, and you get some kind of thrill when they go up, you know. And I think that, you know, both when you're installing Windows or playing a game, there's some kind of endorphin rush when things increase and your character gets a bit more power.
So now the game is well underway. Thousands of progress bars have been filled, and I've already acquired my +8 Cambric Titanium Greaves along with my +4 polished Vorpal Bandyclef. So why do I still want to play the game? I'll admit I don't actively want to play, but unlike with most role-playing games, I'm not developing a crippling knot in my stomach that's telling me to quit the game cold turkey. Why is that?
I guess it's, you know, sort of people's drive to succeed, you know, and to sort of accomplish things. But, you know, it's basically perverting the natural instinct of people to accomplish things. But, you know, role-playing games are kind of the same thing. They're not real accomplishments, but they feel like it. I guess that pleases people. Whether it should, I don't know, but it kind of does.
Progress Quest is a postmodern game. Like life, it's senseless, brutish and full of entertaining flashes within a generally mediocre experience. I get stuff that doesn't really mean anything to get more stuff that doesn't really mean anything. And to get these things, I slaughter everyone in my path. That's the joke. For Radio K's Culture Q, I'm Eric Dolsky.